And during the month of July, many local stages either dim the lights and close the house or open the curtains to groups of young thespians. Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz will have a look at a couple of youth theater camps in just a moment. But first, a look at what can be found on stage next month.
The Sound of Music is the Art Center of the Ozarks Summer Musical. Arguably one of the world's most beloved musicals, The Sound of Music was Rodgers and Hammerstein's final collaboration. The show debuted on Broadway in 1959 and starred Mary Martin as the high-spirited Maria, but most recall the 1965 Academy Award-winning film starring Julie Andrews. With memorable songs like Edelweiss, My Favorite Things, and Climb Every Mountain, performances are July 11th through 13th and 17th through the 20th, with curtain times at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday.
Trike Theater will perform Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book Friday and Saturday at 2 and 5:30 at Black Box Studio Theater in Bentonville. Tickets are $5. Children under 2 are free. The Youth Performance Theater will offer a variety of summer camps through the month of August, from Broadway Blast to Improv to The Science of Acting. Something for everyone can be found at triketheater.org.
Okay, and we turn the page, and at the top of the page, what do we have? We have Everyone Says...
It's on!
Awesome! And then we start back over with number one.
Jules Taylor, a resident teacher and director at Arts Live Theater in Fayetteville, leads a group of 5 to 7-year-olds through their lines on the first day of Summer Fun Musical Theater Camp. The young age and little time the teachers have with them, just an hour a day for 1 week, Arts Live has found it best to use words and songs the kiddos are already familiar with. Arts Live Executive Director Mark Landon Smith says part of the program is educating them on what it takes to take part in a show, with a small performance at the end of the week. But the program can also help improve or maintain their vocabulary skills.
It does a lot across the board. It's confidence, and it instills confidence and vocabulary and responsibility and organization and all those things. So regardless of what path these young children or any of our children who go through our program choose, what we teach is going to benefit them regardless. So.
During the fall and spring, they offer a variety of 10-week-long after-school programs, which build upon the aspects of one project, much more than they do in the shorter summer programs. In the past, Arts Live has tried to do 3 or 4 week summer programs, but found that the students were in and out too much with vacations and other things to do. 1 week camps were the perfect situation. Offering the same type of camps for the same age groups each month, some students will attend all 3 camps for their age group. The progressive nature of the programs helps students to gain the confidence they need to audition for one of the center's fall or spring main stage shows. An older age group, 8 to 11, will come in directly after the youngsters, staying a half hour longer at an hour and a half.
Doing the same type of programming where we have written a small show just for them. And their show, how it differs is since they're a little bit older, the songs that they'll be singing in the script that we've written for them are actual Broadway songs, as opposed to our younger kids, where we focus more on songs that they may already be familiar with from the children's music genre.
Other courses being offered this summer are theater art, reader's theater, theater conservatory for older kids, theater dance, and stage combat.
It's a fun way to teach people how to safely slap each other and pull each other's hair. And that helps. A lot of kids enjoy that class because what we do is we teach them the stage combat, then we create a little scenario for them, like if you were pirates and, you know, something that would maybe require a call for a bit of physical contact. So they kind of write their own little play and then incorporate the things that we've been teaching them about stage combat in that.
Macy McDowell had the leading role in last fall's production of A Zombie High School Homecoming and this spring's Bridge to Terabithia. But having just graduated high school, she has also graduated the Arts Life program. Before heading to Savannah School of Art and Design in the fall, she's taking part in teaching these aspiring young actors.
It's strange, but it's something that I love because I have siblings that are, I remember them being about this age and taking care of them and kind of showing them how much I love performing and that type of thing. And it's just kind of like growing my family some more.
Not only taking part in something she loves, teaching will help her as she moves on to the next step in her own acting career.
I think it helps helps show me that it takes people time to learn things, and it gives me a lot more patience, which is something that every actor needs. So I think that's really important. Yeah, I think I'll always come back to Arts Live. It's probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life. It taught me so much more than I expected it to. So I think I'll always come back and hopefully keep on investing in the kids who come through here, because it's such an important program in Northwest Arkansas.
And just south in the River Valley at the Academy of the Arts, Rosalie Walker, executive director of the organization, says their week-long musical theater program, All Day Broadway, gives students the edge they need to succeed in longer productions come fall.
You don't want to lose the edge, and we've just come off of big performances in May, musical theater performances, and this just allows the kids to kind of keep going and keep that energy going. And it also allows for kids who have not yet become a part of our program to get involved, and they get a taste in 1 week's time of what we're doing. And that week, ends with a big performance. So they get a chance in a week's time to kind of find out what's going on here. And most of them just want to get to, you know, jump right in by the fall semester after they've been in our camp in the summer.
For the second summer in a row, the program is a series of scenes from a variety of Broadway shows like Beauty and the Beast, Singing in the Rain, Aladdin, 101 Dalmatians, and even a singing scene from Frozen. The combination of scenes allows more of the up to 75 students a chance to play that leading role or that dance solo.
Everybody that comes to camp has lines to speak. We make sure every child or every teenager has speaking lines. A lot of students have a lead role. And the kids as a whole, as a group, they're on stage a lot as a group. So a lot of group singing numbers, so it's that works out really well that way as well. So it's really, I mean, I just, like I say, it's just so much fun. If I was a child or a teenager, this would be the camp I would want to be involved in.
And whereas Arts Live offers mini programs to smaller groups to vary the skills taught, the larger musical theater camp will break the students up into acting, dancing, or singing groups throughout the day to learn their specialty. Then they'll learn how to bring all of the separate parts together to form the larger production.
Some of the shows are more heavy into dance, and so some of the students are better at dance, and so we incorporate those students into those scenes. Some scenes are more heavy on maybe either solo or duet or small group singing, and we incorporate those students. Then the choral numbers we work on together. And then there's some straight acting portions that some of the kids just pick up on. So, it is varied that way, and we do divide them up through the day with the different instructors, so that works out well, to kind of tailor it to each student's needs and what they're good at and play off of their strengths, so that works out very well.
The scenes and parts will come together for the final performance Saturday, July 26th at 1 o'clock. To register a child aged 5 to 14, you can download a registration form at uafs.edu/academy or by calling 479-788-7253. For information on all of Arts Live Theater's programs happening this summer, artslivetheater.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Karnatz.